Spies for Billy.
A piece of slanted reporting mentioning the mummy out of the bank, and mentioning Maurice Chambray, and they wish to discredit. The UN wishes to discredit him. The slanting of the news in this country, I notice, has got pain. Few people know that Maurice Chambray is the only real friend he has.
Good picture. Where did you get those from?
Miles Horn, he paints under the name of White Crow. He brought him here. I cut his hair first about 20 years ago. I've known him for a long time. That's supposed to be down in the other side of Lodge Grass, somewhere.
Where do you get puppies like that? You know?
Well, unless we contact him, unless we get some more from him. The only place I would go is to take one of those off of there.
Well, we just have to find. It doesn't give the name of the printer. We just have to find White Crow. Doesn't give the name of the printer.
I believe he's in Billings. I think he's painting now. He's an Indian, a Rickaraw Indian. Mm-hmm.
Well, about 2?
2 o'clock tomorrow.
That'd be all right. Mm-hmm. All right.
It'll be warmer, so the cars will run.
Yeah, so do
I. Well, I'll try to be here at the job. Possibly, if mine don't run, you can come by this way. I can go with you.
All right, you give me a ring. If it runs today, it'll run tomorrow.
It's got to be warmer, isn't it?
Yes. I'm glad to... You?
You bet.
What do you do here?
I'm the service manager for Midland Implement.
Midland Implement?
Well, paying equipment and Japanese Jeeps and all that type of
thing. The
wholesale
outfit. What should a man... I asked for a man to live over in an area while waiting here that repairs neighbors' tractors. And about what is a fair price for him to charge an hour?
Well, if he has his own tools, equipment to do the job and all, shops get $5 an hour practically all over our territory right now. I live in Montana and my own territory. However, if he goes to their places to do it, it'll be their shops. Why, usually, you don't want to work for 4. Most of our shops, $5 an hour.
Hey, hi! Good to see you, Jack.
You don't get quite the money that automobile other shops do.
He really is a good man at all.
That's about my line. I have everything from instruments. Oh, I've been an aircraft mechanic for 27 years.
Well,
all instruments, airplanes, guitars, I know.
Well, you've had a lot more experience than that, but there's trouble when you try to hire him and get the machinery prepared. Then there's music.
Well,
he wouldn't hire off with him by the month.
Yeah, well, he wasn't getting paid for only the hours that he put in. He's got to have a lot more than the people working by the hour, by the month, I should get. Because they can hire mechanics to go out to a ranch or to work for them for a couple bucks an hour. So, sometimes for that. But that every day's pay will be working on that.
Or whatever,
the team,
whatever. Is your place now that one where I'm just trying to place it that's on the other side of Wallace?
We're right here. The first one over here came to the dog pound.
Yeah.
Oh, I go by the center pound.
Yeah, I know where it is. Well, someone had told me about water heating. You know, if that one just on the other side of Wally, you pass me your water return.
Oh, that place is what they call a farm
exchange.
Products exchange.
Yeah, I don't know where they are. They had some kind of a gadget that circulates the water can keep it in temperature all night. And I was going to ask you about it.
Automobiles or anything?
This call is not any good.
Yeah, they call that a
cat. Do you have them over here?
No, we don't have them. And they fasten into a hose. You go from the bottom of your box to the top of the box, put this in the line, and circulate.
So this fellow here said he would use the
key card.
Using it.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do.
Hi there, Mr. Hines.
How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning, Jim.
Jack Colley just came in here. Carol County Gal. Jack Colley.
Hang
frozen anybody up here.
Well, take care.
Just came in for the ride, so I didn't want to sit out in the car while I was
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And then in that case, maybe we have some here.
Keep me out of mischief for a little bit.
after what I have to do here. Next round at the hospital.
Was he good?
Almost. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that for several years. Always discouraging, Mark. I had a good one last night. The lady crawled up here twice yesterday. I said, well, I come up after 7 o'clock. Really funny. The old fellow up there, he's been a banker. Greg Splint. Okay. I didn't know where he was a banker at. He had a stroke. A lot of the things that he'd say weren't hardly coherent. But in general, he had.
In general, you get the idea. What was bothering him?
His wife had left the money at the desk to his hair. But. I got up there, it's just the change, the shift, a little busy. Well, I went and set my grip in there. The room, and that looked kind of odd the way he lay in there, you can see. Oh, he didn't want to work. Well, the door, he just wasn't going to happen.
That was the funniest thing.
It had been the thing called twice here yesterday, you know, and so anxious about it. I just said, this, we'll set this one out.
You got one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The nurses finally. They have ways of taking care of them. Calm him down a little bit by giving him a shot. Oh boy, that's some of the experiences you have.
He's a pretty old fellow.
Yeah, he's old and paralyzed on one side. He had a very unsavory vocabulary. And he was never bit of it, but he had the command. Well, the nurses realize, you know, they just make the best of it, you know, they have to do their work. I realized that he didn't know me. I didn't want to antagonize him. But I see right off, as far as me just going in there and taking care of him, he just wasn't going to have it. I stood outside and read a Newsweek magazine that was available there and listened to him. Yeah, he was mumbling to himself, something about somebody going to get a dollar off of him.
It's the banker, all right.
Let me get a dollar off of him. Well, if I hadn't had the previous experience in cases, you know, working with the nurses, I think I'd have been bluffed out.
after he got his hair cut, you know, and he used this lotion on him, and he liked the smell of it, and he liked the feel of it, and all everything, and it just all changed around. He was fine. They pushed him up and down the hall in his wheelchair, and he didn't ride. I didn't know that shop was ever going to pay. I was up there for almost 2 hours. Just to cut his hair. But I figured I was a little behind on the reading anyhow, so I wanted to
think that. Yeah.
That was a good song, I like that.
Oh, I'm going to work that, yeah. I'm going to be screwed up all the time.
don't know what I do it for, but I haven't been off the road for 18 years.
My wife is sweeter
than me.
My wife, she's been all my life. Boy, can you see that?
Is there any money left?
No.
You don't know, just about have it either. Look at this.
Feel good, you know, if it makes us feel like we can straighten up other farmers' mistakes.
Well, by golly, that's no lie, Jim. I never could park the damn thing because it'd lay either direction right in the park in front, you know. And I've been real satisfied here. By golly, I went down there one time and
Well, you see, we want this not only to be the handy barber shop, but the happy barber shop.
Oh. Keep everybody happy, huh?
Sure. We got to do good work, keep them happy.
You didn't think so?
Is that all right for time?
Oil, did you?
Okay.
Oh, is that all right?
Well, Happy Hines there, he's a strong, silent type. But he gets the job done. Jack, did you notice our new deal that Orville Coop made for us there?
What's this, Jim?
What's this here?
He took that off of me
here.
Put it over on Jim.
Well, anyway, it's your friendship is our treasure box.
No, it's real cute, Jim. Yeah, that's nice.
You know how much it's like, Hines. Right proportion and everything.
Well,
doesn't look like you, though, huh?
Oh, just exactly.
Well,
that bulb, anybody recognize that anywhere? Looks just like me. Well, just look at that. See how happy Hines is there? He's really, really happy from the chest. See his finger pointing down there?
How did he do that?
That Orville Coop, now, he really can make it count. He's got an artist
here.
Why, he's an artist as well as a sign painter, you bet he is. All you have to do is go down to 31 Ray Lane. Ernie Downs handles these citizens band radios, you know, two-way walkie-talkie outfit. And he wanted to get some signs made. He was inquiring. He saw a nice one they had up here. So we told him to go down to Orville Coop there, 31 Ray Lane. He was in getting his haircut again the other day. He was real pleased with the sign that he made for them. So they rolled it up on use again next year. The Christmas and New Year sign.
Pretty tough.
Your family all quite well, Bob? Got past Christmas, New Year's, without sickness.
Oh, a little cold. I guess that's the expected.
Usually the candy and stuff that is eaten at Christmas time brings on cold. Turning into the glass, you know, there are a lot of things that I see that otherwise I couldn't see, you know, just looking straight on. And,
yeah.
Pardon?
I think there is a lot of you couldn't see, you know.
Yeah. Looking straight on, it's more or less just a mass of hair.
Request time. Another requested for William. Vanessa Mary Jane, how great thou art.
Now you look like you're going to have a little fire going on. You've got top for the top. That's the fire going on.
Listening to music that lives. KURL's request time. Be sure to send us a card or letter if you'd like to be played on next Saturday's program. A number you've heard of, music that lives. If you'd like to dedicate to someone, or a number you just like to hear for your own listening enjoyment, send us a card or letter, list the number preferably second choice. So
that's quite a trust in the mouth, you know, when you turn in the glass and work together and find those little things. You might not see it otherwise.
Billings, Montana. From the minds of the United Press International and the KURL newsroom, here's the headline news and weather. Katanga President Zhongbei promises to return to his capital. And reports say $10 million is missing from the Bank of Katanga. Snow and below zero cold enveloped the nation's midsection.
See what an inference that is? Trying to link him with the shortage, like as if he'd taken something. But yet they don't say that he did.
Yeah.
News on these and other stories.
See how the news is slamming, how inferences are put in. He's the only friend we had over there.
Calling for just a little warmer temperatures tomorrow. Currently, 5 below our afternoon high has been a minus.
We cooperate with the UN
and
put them down.
And we expect partly cloudy conditions tonight and Sunday with the possibility of a few brief snowbirds. They'll drop down to about minus 12 tonight and go up to around 10 above for Sunday. The T-Zone will be led and by our team of climate relaxation, information, and inspiration. It's KURL, Billings, Montana. Stay tuned now for more music that lives.
Lundeen of the muzzleloader, Bob Roman in the chair here, Jack Ollis in the next chair, Richard the shoeshine man over here, you met him before, and there's Happy Hines, you know him, well, as we say, Doc's the team of Dr. Hines. Well, anyhow, may it never be said we don't have fun at the Henry Barber Shop.
Yeah.
But when you go over to the muzzleloader, you get good eats. And I just soon go right now.
Yeah, Jim hasn't been. He's getting fresh. His belly's getting close to his backbone, see? He ain't had a chance to get out today.
That's the best news I've heard yet. I've got some backbone on me.
I'm always so lucky when I get out and get in the bowl of soup or something.
Delano has been got his hair cut today.
Well, what is he?
He's mentioning about the fact that your place is a good place to eat. Over at the muzzleloader. He was telling us about a black panther that I guess he just heard it over the news. He got out and he just with a slash of his claw cut one of the trainer's jugular vein.
That's
kind of a bad gift. Tell me the one
final food. Who is it? Keeper of the junior.
Where was this at? In California. Los Angeles.
He must have gotten a little bit careless or something. He beat the panther and got out. He was right against the building.
We got a good shoe shine boy here at the Handy Barbershop.
Yes, sir. He's doing all right.
Richard O'Hara, in our old letter, makes it Irish. Faith of the glory, and you know, he insists that he's English.
Thank you.
see you. Come right in. Get comfortable. Won't be long at all. We'll have you in and out within the hour, or somebody will foot the bill.
Well, if you have me in and out, I guess I'll
I believe this is your first time in.
Yes, it is.
Well, we welcome you to the Hammond Barber Shop. But say, you've got a hand there, too, that's a real hand. What might your name be?
David Bainey.
Jim Carmack is my name. And this is Jack Alice in the chair here that Happy Hines working on. And Bob Lowen, the other chair here. And George Lundeen from the Muzzle Loader. And that cafe is a good place to eat. Have you eaten there?
Oh, I haven't.
Well, you've got that treatment score for you.
Okay, I'll keep that in
Jack, that the barbershop is just as close to the steering wheel on anybody's car. There's no meters out here, so no matter where you park around this blacktop, it's not far.
Yes,
Bill Carl, I think. I cut his hair one time. He died just a month ago. Oh, I thought they would announce. And I believe that was Bill Crown's voice. He's the deepest bass. He used to sing at the Metropolitan Opera. He was the deepest bass I ever heard. I heard him sing here in Bellingham for Youth for Christ. Please.